someone is talking, someone is hearing, okay, in that context, that both remember that.
Right.
At the same time, like, hearing is important. Like, if you don't hear it, you can't understand
you
it.
Not
and
understand.
I think for those people who don't have that hearing sense, I think they are not
able to understand.
Also, they are not hold. Oh, I mean, what I mean that in our religion, like, غير مكلفين.
غير مكلفين, yes.
But they cannot hear,
right?
So I cannot say, I don't know how to say it in English, but
okay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, they cannot tell the counter, because you cannot,
they
cannot understand the deen.
They are not obligated to follow the laws of Islam.
But that is very really strange, though, because even the people who cannot hear, you know, they use sign language, right? So they process the information. So why Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is?
I know. They will
giving them this, you know,
liberty,
right?
Okay. They are responsible up to very limited, you know, ability that they have. They are not like the normal human beings. So they are disabled.
Yes,
right? They are disabled.
And I think in some ways, hearing and understanding, you know, they are sometimes used interchangeably.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say in English, you know, do you hear me?
Mm.
That
yes,
sometimes also means that, do you understand me?
Right.
So I think, and the other thing we should, you know, understand is that this is to some extent a little bit metaphorically that you should understand it. It's not
just
like
the hearing.
Doesn't literally means that
right.
Everyone needs to
and
hear.
And I
that.
Think this is metaphorically in every language, as I said in Urdu also we say it. Just. Ek kaan se suno, dusre kaan se uda do, right? It means, just do not listen like that, you are listening from one ear and let it go from the other, right?
Yeah.
Meaning that you understand. So enough discussion on this listening, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us that attentive ear. فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ نَفْخَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding about the Qiyamah. When the trumpet, the sur will be blown. So نُفِخَ blown, sur as you know, trumpet, the horn that will be blown by Israfil alayhi salam. نَفْخَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ with a single blast.
Sur
trumpet. Nafqatu wahida, just single blast. There will be no one after the other, so many. وَحُمِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ وَالْجِبَالُ فَدُكَّتَ دَكَّةً وَاحِدًا. Allah. And on that day, on the day of Qiyamah, the whole earth and all the mountains, the big mountains, very mighty, huge mountains that we see now, they all will be lifted up. Humilat. They all will be lifted up. Fadukkata dakkatan wahida. So both of these things, yani earth and the mountains, they will be crushed into pieces. So fadukkata, both of them, they will be crushed into pieces. Dakkatan wahida, with a single stroke. And it will not take longer time. That much time, just with single stroke, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause this earth and these huge mountains crushed into pieces. Remember that after the Qiyamah, this earth will not be the same earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran in other places, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ. The Qiyamah, the day of Qiyamah will be the day when the same earth will be changed into different earth.
So, humilatil earth,
lifted up.
So, but humil means carrying.
Mm-hmm.
It's Same word?
Yeah, same word. Here you will translate that it will be lifted up, it will be carried upon with the mountains, yani the mountains will be uprooted, they will be taken out from the roots and then they will be thrown away while they will be crushed into pieces. فَيَوْمَ إِذِن وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ So on that day, يَوْمَ إِذِن means on that day, the Qiyamah will take place. وَقَعَتْ وَقَعَ يَقَوْتْ something that will be taking place. الْوَاقِعَةِ And you know there is a whole surah in Quran, Al-Waqi'ah, that we studied earlier and memorized also. So Al-Waqi'ah is also one name of the Qiyamah, something that is for sure taking place. Like Al-Haqqa, this surah Al-Haqqa, this is the same meaning, the thing that is going to take place for sure, the Day of Judgment, and Al-Waqi'ah also.
We missed it. Al-Haqqa has a meaning. I know it means the waqa, but in the word itself, the usage of it.
It's from haqq. The root of Al-Haqqa is haqq. Haqq means truth.
True.
Something real. Something in the Qiyamah is not imaginary. It is very real that will take place.
So you add alif, Al-Haqqa?
Yes, from haqq to Al-Haqqa. To making it ismul fa'il.
Notice وحملت is was used instead. Is it referring to Allah or Malaika? وحملت الأرض.
No, here Allah Subhanahu wa Taala did not mention any subject, any file. He made the earth and the mountains as naibul file. That the earth will be lifted, the mountains will be lifted. Who will do that? Allah Subhanahu wa Taala did not mention it. So of course, this is from the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He designate different functions to the angels. So it is possible that it will be carried upon by the angels. Yes.
So waqat al-waqiyah?
So on that,
that's the name of the
Qiyamah
is waqat.
No, waqiyah is the name of the Qiyamah. And waqat is the verb.
Okay. So
on that day when the Qiyamah will take place.
So
waqat means take place.
So this is the third word we have seen for Qiyamah in this surah.
In this surah.
Karya,
Haqqa,
and this is the word
Waqiyah. Which is a description for the same day. Right?
Yes.
Qari'ah, it's like more of a sound. Right?
When you're knocking the door, that is what called Qari'ah, and that comes all of a sudden.
Yes.
Suddenly, that is meaning of Al-Qari'ah. Because that will come suddenly.
In Surah Al-Najiyah, we read فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى And then here
تَغَلْمَاوُ
Are they same?
Yes.
Yes. Same word, and look at the beauty also. I mentioned it in the last time. In the last ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about birihin sarsarin atiya. So atiya is from utu. So this is the action of the human beings. Tagha, tughyan, it is in the human being also. Those people who become rebellious, they are doing the things out of any limit, transgressing in their sins. Not realizing their sins, they are doing day and night, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, violating the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly, without any hesitation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that water, the flood water, that came to them, make like a rebellious. So they have been punished in the same way as they were doing the life of the sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that sign of their azab also in tughyan.
They exceeded their limits, like
yes,
the water, how
yes,
it exceeded
yes,
them.
Exceeded the limits, yes.
In the previous lesson, we read, سَخَرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ هُشُومًا فَتَرَى الْقَوْمَ فِيهَا is the Saban, Layani wa Samaniya ta ayyam. Why?
Mm.
In one, this is Saba, which is
seven,
but it doesn't have a ta marbut.
Oh.
And the other one has a ta marbut.
Ah.
Why describe one as masculine and the other one as feminine?
Good, mashallah. You are going in advanced level. Okay. So, anyone can answer this question?
Layla is manna.
Feminine.
So
yes.
That's why Sabah.
Yes.
So that
for Ta'neef. Right. When you will learn about the grammar of counting numbers in Arabic.
Okay.
From 1 to 3, both of them should be, if the object is masculine, the number also will be masculine.
Mm-hmm.
After 3, the grammar changes.
Okay.
From 3 to 9, if the object is muzakkar, masculine, the number will become feminine.
Okay.
If the object is feminine, the number will become masculine.
Oh, it's opposite.
Yes, opposite.
Okay.
So the word layl in Arabic is feminine.
Okay.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the male number. Sab'ah, is masculine number.
Okay.
The word yom in Arabic is masculine.
Mm-hmm.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the feminine number for thamaniya.
Yes. So what happens after that?
After that also again when you come to 11, 12, so they are again, they should be in agreement for male to male, for female to female.
Mm-hmm.
But from 13 to 19 again is the opposite. Arabic is very interesting. And it reminded me another thing. Today, inshallah, we are starting the classes of Darul Qasim, Alim course classes.